it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Chelsea podcast. It's Chaz here, and as ever, I have the delightful Mooch with me. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm very well. And we're also very lucky to be rejoined by a friend of the podcast and friend of me, Rob Ray. Good to have you, Rob.
Hello. Good to see
Thanks
you again.
Thanks for coming back, mate. And we're going to speak, perhaps very briefly, about our forthcoming game with Burnley. Because we're all, none of us really know very much about
Where is Burnley?
Lancashire. It's just, it's, oh look, I mean, we know that Burnley haven't had a good, Burnley haven't had a good season, have they? I mean, I think we were chatting just before this and they had their first win of the season against the might of Luton Town.
They scraped a win against Luton, I think, with a 77-minute goal or something.
Yeah, it was 85th, in fact.
85th, that's yeah.
And that was a week after Luton had beaten Everton, of course. So, you know, all the mighty sides there. But, considering how well that they... I mean, they absolutely stormed through the Championship last year. They haven't lit any fires. I think partly that might be to do a little bit with the fact that they seem to have done that classic promoted sides thing of going, you know, a promoted side would do one or two things. They'll either spend ridiculously and bring in a whole swathe of new players like Forest did last year, Norwich did a few seasons ago, or they'll say, look, we're going to try and survive on what we got. We think we've got enough to, you know, come at least 18th this season. We'll see how we get on and we're not going to go silly. And it definitely feels like it's that. I mean, can either of you guys...
I can't name a single player. They have that player called... They have that left back last season, Mattson some. I don't know where he's gone. But I think there are two ways to storm through the Championship. You either have a sort of team with a sort of that's fairly experienced, big, strong... And you know, you get your results. You basically sort of get promoted, but the Sam Allardyce way, whatever. And then you're usually in a position to do something in the Premier League, or you storm through it with a team of sort of eager beaver youngsters, which is looks like what Burnley have done. So you wow the Championship teams. You know, you get through them, but then you come up and you're basically sort of playing trying to play Premier League with a bunch of untested 21-year-olds. Oh look, well, there's another team with a bunch of untested 21-year-olds. That'll be us then. But I think they're even more untested because, you know, they've spent a year sort of trying to play against sides of, let's face it, a lower quality. And I think that's one of the reasons they're struggling. They thought they could do the same thing again, and I don't think they can.
Yeah, I mean, they brought in a few
Irish players.
Well, yeah, what, but also...
Obafemi and Bayer.
Yeah, yeah. They brought in a few lads who have some Premier League pedigree. They have...
But I didn't say that. They are still the youngest team in the Premiership. Younger than that, I think.
And they've got Aaron Ramsey in, who they brought in.
Sorry, not being played on, yeah.
I'm not sure, actually. It's a very good question. Nathan Redmond... is playing with them now, and they brought James Trafford, who was obviously the Man City youth or second goalkeeper who played for the was in our England under 21 Euro winning team. he's now their keeper. And a certain Jack Cork is still playing his trade there. A good decade or so after having left Chelsea as a youth prospect. But yeah, other than that, I can't, you know, none of the names in their squad are, oh, Jay Rodriguez is still there, but none of them really sort of mean anything to me other than that. So it's,
what are your predicted lineups of the Burnley team? No. of the Chelsea side that who's going to be our starting 11?
I'm guessing it's the same 11 that played our last game, which I'm trying to remember. Fulham. Yeah, I can't see any reason to change it unless they bring Jackson back in for Broya and give him sort of a chance to sort of acclimatise himself more to getting himself fit. Other than that, I can't really see. Does Gusto get back in instead of Cucurella? Possibly.
I don't. Is he? But I thought it's a three. Is it a three match suspension?
He's three matches.
So then where do we make changes? I don't see the need, and I don't see the point.
Well, I think I do think, as we touched on in the main part earlier in the week, I do think that Nicholas Jackson will come straight back in, and that's less to do with Broja's performance, and just more about the fact that he's coming back from that long layoff. And still needs to probably sort of ease his way in a bit.
I agree.
I think that will happen. I think there's the possibility. I mean, according to, it's to say, Poch has hinted this, but also according to reports from the training ground, it does look like Kani Chukwuemeka, Noni Madueke, and Badia Shiel will be in the squad.
Came off the bench, didn't he?
Yes, he did. That's true.
I think he's definitely fit.
So he'll be back. Yeah. I don't think again any of those players will come back into the starting setup. I do wonder if we get the chance to rest Thiago Silva at some point. And as I say, this might be a game too early, really, because as I say, Badia Shield's been out for a long time. But if there might be a possibility of giving him a bit of a breather, whether that might be an option.
Get a breather. He's still doing Brazil, isn't he? So he's going to get a breather after the international break. Bound to, because of the travel involved, I would have thought. So maybe you play him for this one.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, is he playing for Brazil?
I think he is.
Okay. Well, if he is, then yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. But my feeling would be that I was thinking, oh, he might get a week off during the international break, and therefore he'd be the sort of person who you might want to play against Arsenal, just that nous. Having said that, of course, he's probably got a bit less pace than our other centre-backs. So, and obviously that's important against a team like Arsenal.
I think Jackson's going to come back in. I also think that it may be, I don't know if Sterling is not going to, Sterling may start.
Oh, yes.
So I think that is something that Cole Palmer might not start, and it might be Sterling who starts, and it could be Jackson, Sterling, Mudrick up front with Enzo, Connor, and Caicedo in the mid, Cucurella, Colwell, De Sarzi, Thiago, Sanchez. Saying that, I wouldn't be surprised, and I'd probably... I don't know. I think against Arsenal, you probably want a slightly more experienced head. And I think that is Sterling.
That's Sterling.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's why I think Palmer might keep his position for Burnley. He's played really well the last few games, Chaz's feelings about him notwithstanding. I think he's deserved to keep his spot for the moment.
Yeah, I thought his high standard dropped a little in the Fulham game, his previously high standard. And maybe that was about the fact that he was starting again. I don't know. But then I thought he played very well against Brighton. But I think he probably will come out of the team. And I think Sterling probably will start. And they will continue to use him as an impact sub again, unless he provides like a, you know, stunning reason to put him in the team, which is, you know, scoring more regularly. I'm not saying I expect him to be doing that. I'm just saying that if he did start doing that from his, you know, from his either his full games or his substitute appearances, then obviously he'd be knocking on the door, because Sterling had his little burst of being very good for a few weeks and then sort of seemed to go off the boil again a little bit.
Okay. So it's no major surprises, but then we've been wrong before.
Yeah, let's face it, we're quite good at that, aren't we, here on the Chelsea podcast. Are we in the position now, we feel, gentlemen, that we should be talking predictions?
Yeah.
For the Burnley game?
Okay, I'll start. I'm going to go for 3-0
Ooh,
to us. Because I don't think Burnley's defence is up to much, and I think we're starting to click. I don't think that... I think one of the things that's been underrated about our season, or just overlooked, is the fact that the defence is actually working pretty well.
Yes.
There's only been the one game, the West Ham game, where we let in more than one. Most of it's, you know, most of it's been clean sheets. It's actually, you know, it's actually held together quite well.
Very unlucky to lose that goal against Villa.
Yeah, no, I think it, you know, 3 points, three goals, and mid-table.
Yeah,
I'm going to go 2-0 I think. I'd like to see three, but I think it's just going to be a similar sort of situation. If we go two goals up, we might swap the teams around, you know, get some subs on, and I think it might just look to sort of kill the game rather than go for it. But I'd love for us to go for it, and I think if we do against Burnley, that's a team where we might see some big goals. Well, just lots of them, hopefully.
Well, I was going to go 2-0, but for the sake of variation, I will go to something different.
7-0
I'm going to go 2-1, and I think that's a little bit pessimistic, but I think.
But you think it's going to be one of our players who score?
No. I mean, Burnley have managed to score a few goals along the way.
They've actually got a player I've never heard of who's scored more goals than any of our team. So that's.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, I don't think they've really. I can't say they've been prolific. Well, they haven't been, but they have managed to stick the ball away even in defeat a few times. So I'm going to say that it'll be 2-1. I'm going to go with goals from Nicholas Jackson, and I think we might get a goal from a set piece. I think that it might be a goal for De Sarzi or even Thiago Silva himself.
Thiago Silva, yeah.
I'm going to go for a goal for Enzo.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, come on, wouldn't it?
This is going to be the thing that sort of sets him going.
I mean, that would be the crowning point of the whole week and a half, wouldn't it? Third game in a row. Win for third game in a row, and Enzo on the score sheet as well. Jesus, that would be
fantastic.
It's almost too much to dream of.
I'm going to go Jackson and Conor Gallagher. I think Conor Gallagher is going to get a screamer from just outside the box, and Jackson's going to get he's going to be running behind the defence, and just slot it away.
Conor is due a goal, actually. He's been taking some nice shots.
He's just been unlucky, really.
He's been getting in some decent positions as well. So, that's another good shot. All right, lads. Well, we're all expecting it to be another win. So we'll be back for the post-Burnley pod when we'll all be commiserating our 4-0 loss.
Potch out.
Absolutely.
Hooray. It's a roller coaster ride here at Chelsea FC, ladies and gentlemen. Well, until then, enjoy your weekend, lads. I hope it all goes well. Fingers crossed, because as we've already pointed out, it's going to affect the whole of the rest of our weeks. And if you're going to the game, enjoy yourselves and keep the blue flag flying high. We'll see you soon.
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.